The March 11th tsunami, triggered by a massive magnitude 8.9 earthquake off Japan's northeast coast, flooded 20,000 hectares of rice paddies with seawater. Rice varieties that farmers were growing in these paddies cannot survive in soil now contaminated with salt. But breeding new ones that can is a long, slow process, according to plant biologist Sofian Kamoun at the Sainsbury Laboratory in the United Kingdom.
How do you introduce a new trait like salt tolerance into that local variety while at the same time you maintain all the other traits that make that variety really ideal for that region?
Plant breeders would usually take that ideal variety and mate or cross it with one that is salt tolerant. Some of the offspring would acquire that trait, but they may also differ from the ideal variety in other ways, Kamoun says.
If you make a cross, for example, with an unrelated variety of rice, you will have thousands of differences.
Those differences may be good or bad. Accentuating the positive while eliminating the negative may take a decade or more. Kamoun and colleagues in Japan started instead with the popular high-quality rice variety and, using a technique common in plant breeding, introduced random changes or mutations in the plant's genes with a chemical.
Then you end up with thousands of plants that have all kind of changes in their habits, and then you plant them out there in the field and then identify the plants that have particular traits of interest.
Then Kamoun's group did something that would have been too difficult and expensive just a few years ago. They used new technology to sequence the entire genomes of the plants with those traits of interest. They identified precisely what genetic changes were found in plants with the new traits and where those changes appear on the map of the rice genome. It's a big improvement for crop breeders who usually follow rough landmarks in the genetic map to guide their efforts.
Instead of saying it's between street A and street B, you can say it's exactly this address.
U.S. Department of Agriculture scientist Shannon Pinson was not involved in the research, but she says it is exciting not only because it makes plant breeding more precise. She says even when breeders know where in the genetic map to find the genes responsible for a trait or phenotype,
that doesn't mean we know exactly what the gene is and the sequence is and what change in that sequence is causing that change in phenotype.
Pinson says the new method hones in on the precise changes in a gene responsible for changes in a trait. That should make it easier to figure out how the gene works. Sofian Kamoun says his colleagues have already improved the salt tolerance of a high-quality rice variety in greenhouse experiments and expect to have them ready for farmers in a couple years, far sooner than conventional breeding would take. And he says the methods should cut the time needed to develop other varieties and other crops as well. The study was published in the journal Nature Biotechnology. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.